Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and 9 through 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. The Light Worth Worshipping. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the last two devotions, we learned an important truth. Jesus came for everyone, people from every place, family, and nation. This wasn't a surprise to God. It was His plan all along. God had promised it long before through His prophets. At Christmas, God showed this truth in a special way. Wise men from the east followed a star to find Jesus. These wise men were not from Israel. They didn't grow up going to the temple or celebrating Jewish festivals. They weren't part of the group people expected to meet the Savior first. And yet, God invited them too. Somehow they learned about a promise of a coming King of the Jews. Maybe they heard it from God's people who once lived far from home. However they learned about it, they knew the star meant something important. So they traveled a long way just to meet Jesus. When they found him, they worshipped him in special ways. They worshipped Jesus by going where he was. They followed the star until it stopped right over the place Jesus was staying. They worshipped Jesus by bowing down. Even though Jesus was still very young, they knew he was greater than they were. They worshipped Jesus by giving gifts. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh were valuable and costly. But Jesus was worth it. You know this same light. Someone has told you the good news about Jesus and what he has done for you. So what does worship look like for you? Like the wise men, you can worship Jesus by going where he promises to be. Each week, you have the chance to gather at church with other believers. Being there shows that Jesus matters to you. You worship Jesus when you confess your sins and trust His forgiveness. That's you saying, "Jesus, you are my Savior." You can also worship Jesus by giving gifts. Sometimes that means offerings at church, but you can also give Him the gift of your time, reading the Bible and praying, the gift of your service, helping your parents, siblings, teachers, and neighbors, the gift of your words, speaking kindly and sharing Jesus' love. All of these acts of worship show something important. They show that Jesus is the light of your salvation. They show that He is a top priority in your life. And they shine like a bright light for others to see, so they too can come to worship Jesus, the light of the world. We pray to our Savior. Dear Jesus, through the star and the wise men, you showed that you are the Savior for everyone. Fill our hearts with joy and help us worship you with our whole lives, with our hearts, our time, and our strength. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.